Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's September the 2nd, 2011, and this is episode 296. After a bit of a false start with episode 89, when I covered the winners of the two-month assignment that we ran for March and April 2011, I've been in remiss again for a while and haven't really covered the winning images for our photography assignment for some time now. Over the months, a number of people have mentioned that they'd like to see these review episodes reinstated, and I've been meaning to restart them myself for some time. With a number of ideas for podcasts stacked up, and then the ones that I slot in on the spur of the moment, this week too I was in turmoil again as to whether or not to cover the July winning images and their backstories. Then I received a private message on the forum from Michael Scott in Taipei, and Michael so eloquently made me realize that it's important to continue this tradition, so that's what we're going to do today. Okay, so in reverse order as usual, in fifth place is David Bailey with Yahoo. First, here's David's backstory. Thanks to everyone who voted for my photo. Here is a bit of information about how I came up with my idea. I had a day off of work and I was trying to think of something alive, like jumping on my trampoline or skydiving, but I'm not very good at either of those things. I decided to take my dog Murphy down to the park to have a run. He loves to fetch balls. I would throw the ball and he would race off as fast as anything to chase after it, but would walk back with it. So I would have taken some really good butt shots of movement, but I was by myself and had to come up with a new idea. When Murphy was distracted, I would walk slowly away. When he looked, I would throw the ball in the opposite direction so he'd run past me to chase the ball. I was able to get some front shots this way. I was trying to blur the grass so that it was blurred with motion, but was not successful with this. This was the final shot that I ended up with. So, David, I think you did you did really well to capture this very alive shot of Murphy, and I think you did okay blurring the grass too. It's not a total streak of movement, but it's far from sharp. You can tell that it's a pan shot, which is great. Murphy is perhaps a tad soft, but that also shows us how fast he's tearing across the grass after his prize, the ball. You captured the essence of what this little guy loves, and you can see it in his face and the position with the feet. I love the fact that all of the feet are off the ground, making it a really winning shot. Well done indeed, and congratulations on fifth place. David also went on to say that he's glad that I'm okay and hopes that my vision has stayed with me and I no longer need my glasses. So a quick update for everyone on that, as I haven't mentioned this on the podcast yet, but actually my eyesight in my left eye has pretty much returned to how it was before it took a turn for the worst from the effects of the tumour, which really started around January this year, the eyesight part of it. My right eye is still much better than it has been since I first started to wear glasses at 19, but it's no longer totally sharp as it was for the month or so after the surgery. It looks like I am going to need glasses again, but I still did not sort of need those pesky varifocals that they sold me in March before we found out that it was the tumour that was causing the eyesight to deteriorate as it did. So honestly, though, I'm happy that this is, my eyesight's still better than before. But just going back to how it was originally is fine. And so, and I don't really mind wearing glasses at all. So all is good here. Anyway, let's move on to fourth place, which was won by Taipei Su or Michael Scott, who's prompted today's episode. Michael's photo is accident victim, can't wait to get on his bike the next day. Nice long title there. Here's Michael's backstory. My son, who will soon be turning 5, crashed at the park the day before I took the photo I submitted. He hit the pavement and scraped up his knees and hands a bit, and also absorbed some of the impact with his face. It wasn't anything serious, but I, having been at work when it happened, and coming back home on that day after he was asleep, still felt bad that he'd gotten hurt, and was worried that the bumps and bruises would bother him the next day. But the next morning he woke up cheerful and energetic, and with a giant smile on his face, eager to tell me about what had happened, and wanting to get on his bike again and go to the park as soon as he could. It was just one of those moments for me as a father where I was reminded how much joy and zest my boys bring to my life, and how infectious their enthusiasm and resilience can be. I took the picture in manual mode with the camera mounted flash turned almost 180 degrees behind me so that the light would bounce off the wall and at my back. If you look carefully, you can see the camera and speed light sticking up in the catch lights in his eyes. Okay, not the most exciting backstory, but there it is. Thanks again to Martin for arranging these assignments and to all of you who participate. I thought this topic was a fun one, and although I ended up using this picture of my son for my final submission, I also now have a number of pictures that I quite like of dragonflies, hummingbirds, puppies, and various other flora and fauna, for which I have the assignment to thank. Well, thank you, Michael, for getting involved and for reminding us how much these assignments can help us to build ourselves as photographers. Your son is incredibly cute, and I can only imagine how proud you must be of him for still being sort of full of beans after his tumble. Sure, there might only be scratches and grazes, but it was probably a very scary experience all the same, and I'm sure he was thrilled to have done something that he felt was so dangerous and come out alive. Thanks for explaining your technique, which really helped to create some beautiful light as well as the catch lights. I had looked into the catch lights to see what we could, what could be gleaned from the reflection, and I think I can just about see the flash poking up there. The soft light on your son's face really makes the shot. I see from the EXIF data that you shot this at 42mm too, which is a nice intimate focal length. I also like the tilted head and the tight crop to really let that joy and energy come across to the viewer. Great work, Michael, and congratulations on fourth place. Next up in third place is the person that I was with at my apartment when the March 11 quake hit Japan, Marcus Bain with You Bring Light In. Here's Marcus's backstory. This is a shot of my son Hal at 16 months old, reenacting his favourite music video at the moment. The composition isn't much, I was just snapping away trying to keep all his arms and legs in focus and in the shot. But it's his expression and what he's doing that makes this shot for me. I think he is imagining himself floating up into the sky. His favourite song at the moment is called 2 Months Off by Underworld. It is one of the happiest, most uplifting songs I know, and the video clip of a guy dancing, jumping in a puddle in the middle of a forest with rainbows. What a simple and beautiful expression of pure fun. Hal and I dance and jump around together to this song every morning now. He sings Light In over and over and asks for me to play the song by saying Light In. I'm so happy to have caught this moment in my son's life and share it with you guys. Thanks for the votes. So Marcus, thanks for bringing a lot of light into my afternoon too. As I prepared for this podcast, I've always wondered who sang that song. I've heard it. I'm sure you remember it's on a commercial over here in Japan. And I've been hitting repeat on the YouTube video that you posted the link to for the last half an hour. I'll embed the video into the blog post if anyone wants to take a look. The post will be at mbp.ac/296 for anyone that wants to come by and have a look at that. It's a brilliant video. And more importantly, in this at this point, it's just a really, really nice song. And Hal just, he's living it. Take a look at the video and keep Hal's image on the screen there and you'll see exactly what Marcus means. You certainly did capture Hal enjoying being at the beach and seemingly life itself. I can't believe how much he's grown since I last met him as well. He really looks happy and free in his new environment. I see you shot this at f8 and were out at almost 200mm, which explains the nice depth of field and the compression of the background, making it look closer than it probably was. Most of all, though, you brought some light into my afternoon and hopefully into the life of everyone who's listening and looks at this shot and picks up on, you know, goes and clicks the link to the video as well. Thanks, mate. Moving on to second place, here's Mr. Nikon, real name Dan Newcomb, with Down But Not Out. And here's Dan's backstory. We all had a scare with Martin's recent health issue, and alive was a great theme for the assignment. For this photo, I wanted to boil it down to the basics. I was after a strong composition with simple elements. I went back to my usual habit for this assignment of shooting it on the last day of the month. I had a few ideas in mind, but the one I ended up shooting was my backup plan. I simply ran out of time for the first choice. I was in a small northern town, and after about an hour of searching, I found my beam in a structure that was holding up a large industrial satellite dish. I originally wanted to shoot this at 50mm or even a little wider, but I just couldn't exclude the power wires and trees unless I zoomed in. I had the camera on a tripod and set it to take pictures every 5 seconds while I hung from the beam. The camera was set up to bracket 7 exposures every 5 seconds, as I thought that I would create an HDR image. In the end, I only used a single exposure. I was trying to get one little puffy cloud in the center of the lower box of the composition, but it never happened. After about 45 minutes of cloud watching, I decided to pack it in. In post, I converted the image to black and white and played with it in Silver Effects Pro. I was happy with the overall image. Thanks again for the votes. Well, I knew that this was your shot as soon as I saw it, Dan. It has Mr. Nikon written all over it. I couldn't actually tell what was in the background at all, but it makes a nice abstract backdrop for a powerful image. I love the toning and the rugged feel to the image. Thanks again, Dan, for taking the time on the last day of the month to realise one of your ever wonderful visualisations. And finally, in first place is Orgonzilla, real name Omar Gonzalez, with Yay. And here's Omar's backstory. What? I won? Wow! Thank you so much for the vote. I thought about Martin a lot this month and how everything worked out. His resolve and commitment to keeping us up to date were really inspirational. He totally cashed in on all his good karma and all he's done for us. Thanks, Martin. You're welcome, Omar. Thank you. Omar continues, when I first thought about the theme, I was going the Martin Bailey route and shooting flowers, birds and bugs, things that were alive. It really didn't translate into what I wanted to photograph to say, yeah, fist pump. The photograph in my brain was a surfer catching huge air with a smile or a rock climber hanging from a ledge with thumbs up or some rock climbing with a surfboard. Needless to say, this situation didn't present itself. So luckily, a friend of mine asked me to shoot some shots of his son. I had never met the boy, but being a bit of a goofball and a kid myself, we hit it off immediately. Now, this kid was a bundle of energy. He couldn't stop moving. Fast shutter speed, anyone? He wanted to run to the next location as soon as I fired one shot. After a few minutes, I knew that this little guy was going to be my alive shot. For this shot, I set up my Vivitar 285 on a light stand, camera left, and fashioned a snoot out of cardstock with a pricey rubber band. Nothing like Mr. Nikon goes through to set up his awesome shots. This gave me the look I was going for, high energy, dramatic, hard lighting. I triggered the flash with Ella Cheapo Cowboy Studios system bought on Amazon. This pose was entirely the kid responding to "Give a good jump, dude." Bam. Bam indeed, Omar. I love this shot. You really nailed it, and I'm sure that your friend was thrilled with the results as well. I'm impressed that you rigged the snoot yourself. I have some very thick aluminium it's like foil painted black that I use for this sort of thing. And even then, I still bought myself a 10 degrees honeycomb for my Profoto mono heads recently. Even after springing for the expensive rubber band, though, it's not hard to guess whose money's left in their bank, to spend on something else. I love the harsh shadows that you made here with your Vivitar, and although he might not be a surfer, this young man sure gave you some good air there, so... Yeah, it turned out to be a great shot, Omar. Congratulations on a very well-earned first place. So that's all five winners, but I leave the assignment albums up on mbpgalleries.com indefinitely, so you can come by and check out the rest of the participants' images anytime too. Although I haven't been announcing the new theme on the podcast so often, I'll try to start doing that again moving forward. Even if the timing doesn't work out though, note that I always announce the theme for the following month on the last day of each month, and the voting for the previous month is always turned on the first of each month for 7 days, and then I announce the winners in the forum. We are currently voting for the August winners on the theme of eyes, and I encourage any of you listening to this before August 7, 2011, to go over to www.mbpgalleries.com and cast your votes. There are some great images in this assignment gallery again, so it's definitely worth taking a look and casting your votes while you're at it. The theme for September is Before After. This is going to be fun. We decided that one of the images from your set can have been shot before this month, but at least one of them should have been shot during the month of September 2011. You can, of course, rig something up and do both shots this month too. It's totally up to you. The resulting images, the two images that you'll end up with, need to be stitched together into one image file in Photoshop or some other sort of photo editing software. Landscape or horizontal aspect images should be stitched above and below each other, and portrait or vertical aspect images should be stitched side by side. All of the rules are in the assignment forum at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do check that out before you get started. This should be quite a challenging assignment, so please do get involved. It'll probably help to make us better photographers, which is why we're all here. Just a quick note before we finish to let you know that this week I was interviewed by the folks over at a great photography website, Fuel Your Photography. I'll put a link in the show notes, but I also created a short link which is mbp.ac/FYP for Fuel Your Photography. It was a fun interview, so do check that out. And thanks to Jeremy Greenidge over at FYP for making this happen. Thank you as well for listening today. And remember that you can find me online on Twitter and my blog and the photography forums, as well as a host of other places. All links are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
Dave Warner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week, I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques, and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare35 on iTunes.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.